Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that this shit, and rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the beast. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering graphics, just download the song. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We
got the gold,
we beat, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, they wish your love to all your fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gang to grow. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 585 of the Murder Master Music Show. Almost approaching that 600 mark. We got a great show tonight, you know what I'm saying? We're going to welcome someone to the archive. You know, we always love to do that. We're also going to welcome returning guests to the archive, man. We're going to have Dark Kappa and the homie T-Rock, man. It's going to be a dope show. They got a project, you know what I'm saying, they got out. We got some tracks we're going to play off of it, and we're going to chop it up with them. I think this is Dark Kappa right here on the line, if I'm not mistaken. Is this you, homie?
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, how you doing, man? Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. It's an honor to be able to add you in the archives, man. Man, welcome to the show.
It's
how
an
you
honor.
Did that? You know, where are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois, North Side,
great
Rogers
place.
Park. You know, west suburbs, the Downers Grove, and now I got a place down here in Springfield,
grew up in
Illinois.
Cicero. Yeah. That's a trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the place you want to be if you ain't from around there.
Yeah. Ill state. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you growing up there, you know what I'm saying, we were blessed to be able to grow up around a lot of fucking music stores. You know what I'm saying? So we had access to all kinds of music. When did the rap bug hit you? When did you start getting... into rap music and then becoming influenced by it?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of rap music. My older brother put me on, you know, Tupac, Kingpin, Skinny Pimp, T-Rock, a lot of, you know, dope-ass artists now, even to this day, that I still rock with and fuck with. You know, I'll never change, man. I'm stuck in the, you know, gangster music, man, where music is real. Either people say what they're really about, or they, you know, all that bullshit. That ain't gonna be good for the streets. So.
No. I agree with you 100%. The music is, you know what I'm saying, a way of expression. And when you take that away, that's like when they inject this masculine bullshit into the game, where you got these dudes wearing dresses and shit. When you do that, all you're doing is destroying the building blocks of hip hop. So it's up to people,
I definitely agree.
Like yourself, people in the underground, to really enforce that shit. It's almost like we have to, you know what I'm saying? Who wants to spend 20, 30 years of your life dedicated to something only to see it turn to shit by bigger powers that be? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the current state of hip-hop and what's going on as far as in the mainstream?
Oh, man, hip-hop is the shit, man. I can't lie. But the mainstream is taking over with some bullshit. I'm not really hip to it, I guess. I don't know. I'm not into the, you know, tight pants and all the tight skinny jeans and everything. So I'm not cool with that, you know. So they could do what they want. You know, I'm going to continue getting money and doing me, you know. And that's why, you know, there's got to be people like that in order to be people like us, you know. So...
So you have a balance.
You've got to find your spot.
So you,
yeah, there's,
so you,
I mean, you know.
Where the real shit is versus where the bullshit is. What to get
a lot of the people
next.
Can't handle this raw and uncut T-Rock or K-Rock or Kingpin Skinny Pimp or Dark Caper. They are MC Mac at that, you know what I'm saying? And they can't handle that. So they got this watered-down-ass music in their ear, you know, so.
Yeah, man, you're right. Because the street music, like you said, man, it's substance. You know what I'm saying? It's pain, it's reality. And a lot of the realest music comes from pain and reality. You know, and the shit that they push in the mainstream, it's just for trends. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that hipster shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no place in it as far as, you know what I'm saying, in what I do. But that's why I respect cats like you. I want to give them a taste of some of the music, you know what I'm saying. But then we're going to come back. We're going to get the homie T-Rock on here and chop it up with him as well. Let's play this track right here, Born to Be a Hustler, man. Why don't you tell us about this one, intro this one for us, bro.
Shit, this, look, I grew up in a foster home and everything I have, I work for myself, man, and I started with nothing, so I'm the real definition of it. Started from the bottom, and I was born to be a hustler, man. That's all I know is, you know, math, that's my subject, man. So, we'll go into that, and, you know, T-Rock on the same thing. So, we both on the same page with the album, so.
Hell yeah. And this is available right now, right? But
this album is available now. Yes, it's available at all platforms, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, everything, Tidal, Apple, all that. So
you heard that, people. Go out and get that. Support this. You know what I'm saying? Don't spend your money with that fuck shit. Get this real shit.
From the game.
Rock and Dark Cap and Born to Be a Hustler off the album, you know what I'm saying, Rise and Grind, available right now everywhere online. Make sure you get that, support these guys, you know what I'm saying, real good music. Let's bring on Dark Cap and T-Rock. We got homie T-Rock in the building. How you doing, T?
What's good, fam?
Man,
hey, what up, Ryan?
Glad to have you back on the show, man. Hang with Dark Cap.
Oh,
you,
man.
You brought him along. I want to ask you, how did you guys meet?
Man, it, well, shit, you know, the world-renowned grind is immaculate. You know what I'm saying? I ran into my partner, you know what I'm saying, just grinding in these streets and shit. And, you know, he was already doing the music, putting his thing down up in the Midwest. You know, I've been doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, genius minds connect. Honestly, I'll be real. He reached out, and you know what I'm saying? The chemistry was so dope, shit, you know what I'm saying? We just really just kept working on shit. Before you know it, you know, shit, he repping RSM, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm with it too, you know what I'm saying? And we just been putting it down ever since, you know what I'm saying? Real simple, like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what happened with me, man, I was locked in prison for, you know, some charges, and I had made a list of people I wanted to get out and do music with, and, you know, besides Tupac, T-Rock was at the top of the chart, and there was a lot of other cats on that list that I had met up with, but me and T-Rock just got that chemistry. Like he said, we got this album, we got way more to come. There's so much more to come, man. It's just ridiculous, so this is just the beginning. That's why it's called Rock and Grind.
Yeah,
we got a whole nother album loaded and cocked, still ready to drop.
Ready to go. And that's the beautiful thing about the underground is you can make these connections, you know what I'm saying, that you can't necessarily make elsewhere, you know, and it's able to produce albums like this right here, you know what I'm saying? When did you know, T, that... you know what I'm saying? You wanted to work with Dark Cap, but when did you realize that this cat had talent?
I'll be honest. It was the talent was already there, you know what I'm saying? But I ran into cats who could rap, you know what I'm saying, plenty of times. So he could already rap, you know what I'm saying? He was doing his thing on the rap shit. He was dope, but what I love about him is he stay working. He stay working on shit, you know, and that's how I work. I stay working on shit, you know what I'm saying? And, like, fam, he work on, like, 2-3 albums at a time, too, you know what I'm saying? Once I saw him doing shit like that, you know, it's kind of like one of them things. It just happened, you know what I'm saying? When you working, when you going to work and you got somebody next to you that work really hard, you know what I'm saying, it kind of like just fall into place, you know what I'm saying, like a cold-ass chess move. But once I saw him just really, really going to work, I was like, okay, he really want to do this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of cats, they say they want to do this shit, but they really don't want to do this shit. Fam was really going to work for this shit, and that's really what it takes, you know what I'm saying? When you look back at the E-40s, the Two Shorts, the Magmas, the Mag Dre's, that's what really separated them from a lot of the great artists, the go-getter in them. I ain't go front, you know, I'm Tony, you know what I'm saying? That's my real name, but I told him I'd be fucking with him. I call him Tony Stark, because he be grinding so hard. Like, go ahead, Tony Stark, boy, you for real with this shit. Don't I be fucking with you like that, bro? Yeah. We taking over, man. I call him Tony Stark because he for real like that. He grind like on some Iron Man shit. You know what I'm saying? I be fucking with him, but they're for real. That's why I like grinding with him because he don't stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Those are the people I like to get behind and push because, you know what I'm saying, I'm sick of these SoundCloud motherfuckers. You know what I mean? I mean, nothing against SoundCloud. Yeah, everybody uses it. What I mean is, what I'm talking about is these guys that drop a single once a year, you know what I'm saying, they put it out, and then they tag 99 motherfuckers in the post, expect you to share it for them, and then they expect, you know, gimme handouts. It's like, it don't work that way. You know what I'm saying? I guess
that's,
you know,
true.
What I'm saying, when you come up in the 90s and whatnot, and 2000s, it was a different grind back then. We had to really hustle, work for it. And Dark Campy, you're one of the dudes that gets it. You know what I'm saying? So salute to you, man. Real talk, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know. I definitely appreciate it, man. I've been doing this a long time, man. It's I've come a long way in my travels, you know, as being a father, you know, that's never had a father, you know, and being a father of five children, I just do everything for them, you know, and make sure that as long as they're good, you know, everything else just makes me stronger, you know, because none can bring me down, really, you know what I'm saying? So,
But his name is really pronounced Dark Caper, you know what I'm saying? But we do like when motherfuckers put the capper on it, you know what I'm saying? Because we definitely some true cappers in this game. But, yeah, we're full of capers,
too. I think it's fucking
The name got so much meaning behind it. There's a lot of reasons I won't display on the radio and everything. But the truth is, just a way to separate who's close to you and who's not, you know? So, you know, the people close to me know me as Caper, you know, and the people that don't know me will, you know, consider me, you know, Dark Caper, you know, that, you know, see how, as they may. So just a way to distinguish.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's good that you guys, you got the product out right now, you know what I'm saying, where people can go get it. You know, Ryan, let's give him another one, man. Let's throw some money bags at fuckers, man. Rock, why don't you introduce this one, Money Bags?
Yeah, man, Money Bags. That's actually one of my personal favorite cuts, man. You know what I'm saying? When we was doing them joints, you know, I used to kick the freestyles on the Instagram and shit, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't help it. I was leaking a few cuts. That's one of the cuts, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my personal favorites on the album, Money Bags, man. You know, so y'all check it out, man. Check it out.
Money Bags by Dark Caper and T-Rock off the album Rise and Grind, available right now everywhere. Make sure to get that, support it. You know what I'm saying? It's underground shit right here. Yeah, man, you guys, you know what I'm saying, you're definitely, got that chemistry. It's like you guys have been doing this for years. You know what I'm saying? When you collaborate with an artist, this for both you guys. Both you guys can answer this. When you collaborate with an artist, you know what I'm saying, how do you know that artist and you are going to be able to vibe? I mean, you pick it up right away, or does it come after you do a few tracks together? It's like, all right, man, I like working with this dude. I want to continue work with him. What's it like?
Yeah, you know, with different artists, it varies. You know what I'm saying? With certain artists, you have to do a few cuts and get it. And then with other artists, you just get it. I ain't go front. I feel like with me and Dark Caper, it's just one of them things. It clicked, you know what I'm saying? It didn't take long. It was like after the first one or two cuts, it was like, oh, you know what? We might have something, you know what I'm saying? Before you know it, we was plotting on doing some Dre and Snoop, you know, Boosie Webby type shit. We was already plotting on it probably after the second song, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, with certain artists, you just feel it, you know what I'm saying? And I think more so what it was, sometimes just as good as similar motherfuckers is good, a lot of times opposites attract. Because, see, me and Fam, we similar in a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying, from our backgrounds and shit, but we also opposite, too, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's part of what made the shit so dope, you see what I'm saying? Because Fam don't sugarcoat who he is. He don't try to act like nothing he not, and I'm the same way. We from, like, two different sides of the track with similar backgrounds, and it's just really dynamic, you know?
I'd like to add to that, like, we grew up in the 90s, you know, most of our, you know, teens age and everything. So, like, just a different way of living, man. We live in a softened era now, man. The world is softened, man. I worry for my kids. Shit. I mean, it's just, you know, you just got to train your kids to be as strong as you was. And to keep going, because everybody just now looking for a handout, and you got to make sure, you know, you getting what's yours, you know, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
You got to guide them. I agree, too. Because if you don't guide them, you know what I'm saying, they're not set up for the shit that we went through. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, kids want to go cry in a safety space, and their feelings were hurt. And you know what I'm saying? They're committing suicide in mass numbers. I just saw the other day some little girl, I think she was 9 years old, she killed herself because her mom took her cell phone away. The problem is right there in the headline. Her mom took her cell phone away. You shouldn't have gave her a cell phone. Man, take her outside. Let her fucking draw. Let her play with instruments and learn music. You know what I'm saying? The problems are we just give these kids tablets and phones and say, go play, you know?
Yeah.
Be there for, you know, so shout out to all the real fathers and mothers listening, you know, and stand up, keep doing your job, doing what you're doing. But yeah, man, I agree. This era is really different, you know what I'm saying, for these kids to navigate through. With us, you were just kind of thrown in it, and you know, you had consequences. You knew what to do and what not to do. Now it's almost like these motherfuckers don't care, like with this dude from Empire the other day. He just got arrested. You guys heard about that guy, imagine, all over the news.
Yeah.
His own
that's great.
Shit ain't cool. You can't be doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because those attacks really happen, as we know, unfortunately. They really fucking happen. And by him doing that, it's taken away from incidences that really fucking happen. You know?
Yeah. So it's some boy cry wolf type shit. But, you know, it's like Dark Cable said, too, like, you know, like both of y'all brothers said, you know, being there for them kids is probably the best way we can prevent shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing, like how he was saying, I add on to what he was saying earlier, like, shit, we was raised in the 90s. So as opposed to, okay, our shit may sound really raunchy, but, shit, we may be the most positive rapping motherfuckers there is. because we is some stand-up guys. Like how he said, he got his kid, shit, my kid right over here in the cut with me in the next room. You know, shit, we are really on some stand-up family man shit, but it just sound more revolutionary nowadays compared to, like he said, compared to what's really out these days, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, real talk, man, real talk. I mean, hats off to both you brothers. You know, let's go to another track, you know what I'm saying, and I want to come back, you know what I'm saying, we're going to chop it up. This one, one of the ones you sent me, Doc Caper, this one's called Dope Boy Fresh. Let's go to this one, man. Why don't you tell us about this one intro for us?
Man, this song is amazing, man. Look, this song is me and K-Rock off of our new album. You know, rest in peace, K-Rock. You know, that was my homie and everything. This is the newest song that I was given off of the album and got to record to. And, man, everything just come to you. You know, it's like you said, what makes it working with somebody, working with T-Rock or with K-Rock or Skinny Pimp, they bring the best out of you, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So with that being said, this song, this is the next hit, too. This is the next album to come out. This ain't out yet, so this is some exclusive shit.
My man was the last one to ever do an album with K-Rock too. So like it's real epic, man. So like
you gotta get the album from prison.
Yeah,
you know,
gotta
give the man a cell phone.
Big props on that.
Man.
Yeah,
you tell the story.
You tell the story, Cable. You know it.
All right, so check it. The man's been locked up the last 2.5 years on some charges and everything, man. A real dope boy, you know what I'm saying? The man took his charge, took his case, man. He had 12 years, man. He had 9.5 left, man. While he was in there, I helped get him a cell phone brought into that motherfucker. We shot some, recorded some music, some dope-ass new tracks, the very last tracks he'll ever record, unfortunately. And we shot some music videos live from his prison cell. And check them out. There's songs Beast Mode on YouTube. I mean, that show some of the footage. And this ain't got a video to it, man. But this is that heat. So, you know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. Honor of K-Rock. Rest in peace. We'll be right back right here on Murder Master Music Show.
Definitely.
For me. A nigga graduated from an egg to a chick. I don't ever sweat that small shit. That's the way to fall quick. Diamonds looking flawless. Bank account gorgeous. On my way to Forbes. Buckle up, enjoying it. Smoking on his windows. Push blood, endo. Rolly on my wrist, bitch. Hanging out the window like a whoa. 100 miles per hour, nigga. Shit, pockets don't be more cause you don't matter, nigga. Matter, nigga. I'm knocking hundreds by the bread low. Every presidential face up in my pocket, dead though. Snitch niggas dead ho. Pussy niggas stand broke. Words quoted from my nigga, rest in peace to Scarfoot. Posted up, south side, Knoxville, east side. Fuck the school zone, bitch, I'm dirty, nigga, ass time, whoa. I'm talking squares by the brother, nigga. Cause find a bitch, we put in work and don't get funny, nigga.
Don't
be a crash dummy, nigga. Stop crying like a bitch and get some money, nigga.
Money, nigga, money, what the hell is wrong? I'm dope boy, fresh, I'm on that good dope. Got the Lexus mounted up on Lorenzo's. Bitch, you know I'm getting money, that's a tinfo.
The angels watching over me cause I got away.
ride, super ride, my super bin. Smoking sips of super gas, super loud, go super fast. Super chick, she's super bad. Made the trip and came right back. That's how quick we doubled that. Profit is the topic, show me where the money at. I'm dope boy, fresh, smoking on a blunt of that. Moon rocks, weed and wax, each blunt 100 cash. Stay posted in the trap, that's how you can fuck with that. Get money, all I know, so tell me what's the ticket. Growing up in smoke with me, then we can do some business. Higher than the laws of gravity, defying physics. Mean every word I speak, if I said it, then I'm in it.
Nigga, what's that info? I'm dope, poor, fresh, I'm on that good dough. Got the Lexus mounted up on the Renzos. Bitch, you know I'm getting money, that's a tenfold. What's that info? Get the dope, poor, fresh, I'm on that good dough. Got the Lexus mounted up on the Renzos. Bitch, you know I'm getting money, that's a tenfold.
That's what I'm talking about right there. We're going to bring on the homie Sim from France, fellas. He wants to ask you guys a couple questions about the late, great K-Rock. Man, we're losing a lot of legends, man. K-Rock's another one. Sim, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Doc. K-Rock.
Hey,
yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
What's good, bro?
Yeah, I'm fine, right? Can you tell us about the song you did with the last song which came up, Beast Mode, and in fact, what's happened to him? A lot of people want to know maybe what happened, and also about T-Rock 2 after how it was to work with him on Prophet Busta Days.
Yeah, Doc Caper, the first one is he wanted to ask you about that song, Beast Mode. And he also wanted to ask you, you know, say what happened to K Rock.
Yeah,
if you know.
Oh man, that's a sensitive subject. K Rock, man, he a good dude, man. He got himself into some trouble and was fighting some charges. Like I said, man, he's a stand up dude, man. He took his charge, man. Didn't put it on nobody else. He ain't no, you know, no snitch ass. You know what I'm saying? So the dude stand up, man. I look out for him, man. I love people like that. There's, we're, you know, we're losing them, like you said, real fast. So I try to, you know, reach out to people like that in any way I can help them, you know, take care of them. We were doing a track while he was on the run, which, you know, then he got caught. We had already did the track, and then we shot the video while he's locked up, and then he ended up getting sentenced. It was looking bad for him, you know, they gave him 12 years, so he was in there doing things. It's still, you know, 100% unsure what happened. I'm not going to speak on, you know, how things happened, but, you know, we know that, you know, some things happened, and we're definitely trying to get to the bottom of it and figure things out. And we shot the video Beast Mode. Off the cell phone, I got them, you know, brought in there and everything. That was just one of the videos. I got two more in the vault at the moment. They will come out. But, yeah, he basically, in the video, you know, he heard the song after we did it together. I sent it back to him. He's like, let's do a video live, you know, from my cell. We did a video live from a cell. And, you know, that was the last I heard from him. That was, you know, like a day and a half before he passed, you know. So, you know, it's kind of crazy, man.
Oh, so
really.
That was right around the
And see, that's one thing about the shit. That's one thing about the shit. When you dealing with, really, I won't even say jail. I was finna say, when you dealing with jail shit, anything can happen. And, you know what I'm saying, the files are never factual. But, hell, that's in the streets, too. You know what I'm saying? That's in the streets, too. You know, so, yeah. You know, just, I would say, you know, like my bro just said, you know what I'm saying, a lot of complications. But, you know, just keep him in prayer. Keep the family in prayer. Still keep his spirit and soul in prayer. Because, you know, only motherfuckers that really know is him and God, you know, at the end of the day. And whoever else the fuck was there that won't say shit, you know. But I will say, you know, like in the early days, you know what I'm saying, to elaborate on the other side of the conversation, you know, K-Rock was one of the guys that actually brought me in. I rapped for MC Mack over the phone. You know, T-Love was managing me back then, because him and MC Mack, they went to school together. So, shit, you know, back then, you know, I had one of my partners, Kareem. We still tight to this day. He was telling me, like, man, you know, they got a dude named K-Rock. So I had heard K-Rock on the end. So, shit, I knew he was around. But ironically, when I came, before I met Paul and Juicy, I met K-Rock. So, shit, me and K-Rock rapping back and forth. And shit, he was just cool as fuck to where, like, man, we ought to be a group. You know, oh, I ain't in the Kazi no more. So I knew he was in the Kazi. I'm like, damn, you ain't in the Kazi no more? So shit, he was like, hell nah, we ought to be a group. So he introduced me to Crunchy. I went and rap for Crunchy, rap for Scan, both of them at Crunchy House at the time. And he actually took me to the studio because Mac, by the time I got to Memphis, Mac was doing some other business, and I couldn't catch him. So I ended up catching K-Rock, you know what I'm saying? And he actually introduced me to Paul that night. And the Bullet With Your Name on the song that you hear to this day, that was actually K-Rock's song. A lot of people don't know this, but I'll go ahead and put it on blast. That was K-Rock's song, and they let me rap on it. And kind of like the rest is history. It was actually me and K-Rock together on the song. But before the song could be released, you know, he ended up signing with Fat to Death with Nicky Scarfo. And they kind of, that's how our group disbanded. That's why you never really officially heard of Rockefeller's album. Yeah, rest in peace, Nick, too. Yep. Nicky Scarfo, rest in peace, Nick, too. But yeah, he ended up signing with Nick. So, like, that, they ended up giving me the song, that, which is crazy as fuck. If you really just look at the sacrifice that the bro made. He ended up letting them hear me. You see what I'm saying? A brand new artist. He ended up letting them hear me. I rapped on his song, but he ended up getting a whole new record deal before the song could come out, and they gave me the song. It's crazy. You know, it's a crazy twist, but it was real gangster for him to even take the chance, you know, to take me through that. Because these days, a lot of motherfucking artists won't even let people hear you. They'll be like, you tight. I hope he gets. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy shit like that. You know, like, this is wild. But, yeah.
Well, now,
man.
I see where you get it from, T-Rock, because you work, you work with a lot of artists. I've seen you over the years. You give people chances to become part of groups. You know what I'm saying? And that right there shows part of your character. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's your way of paying it forward for what K-Rock did for you years ago. You know?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I try, man. I try because, you know, the game is different these days. You know what I'm saying? But everybody need a chance, opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Every great that's in this business or any other business, you know, became a great off chance and opportunity. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, again, folks, you listening right now, you're just tuning in. Make sure to get this album, Rise and Grind, Dark Cap and T-Rock, everywhere. You guys got physical copies as well, I imagine?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can get those Rock Solid Music online or IAP store. Or, shit, you can actually get at Dark Cap. Dark Cap will keep plenty of CDs on deck. You can get at me, too. But I know if you're in the Midwest area, shit, holler at my boy, man. He got the shop, the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing up there. So, yeah, we got plenty of stores on deck.
Hell yeah.
Dark Cap, can you tell us, Dark Cap, about the song with Skinny Pimp, how it was to work with him on When I Pull Up?
Oh, When I Pull Up.
Dark Cap, you want to answer that, Dark Cap?
Oh, yeah. Skinny Pimp on When I Pull Up. Yeah, man, that song's a hit. That was the first song I wanted, you know, T-Rock and Skinny Pimp on with me. I thought, and my man Gino sings the hook. Man, that man's got vocals.
Got out of Gino.
Yeah, so Gino is down in Atlanta. Gino's everywhere, man. That man's in Memphis, Alabama. Man, that man's everywhere. So we caught up. Everybody kind of linked up in Atlanta and everything, you know. So we shot the video there, but the song features Skinny Pimp, and yeah, man, he went crazy, man. From you know, from Illinois to Memphis to Atlanta, we went crazy, man. I thought the song.
Hell yeah.
You know,
hell yeah. We had a We had a whole lot of fun shooting that video too. Like he said, he came to the South Side. My man Dog Caper came all the way from the Midwest to the South Side. Gino was here too, in the A. You know what I'm saying? We had a little party after the shit. You know, we kicked the shit. You know what I'm saying? That day, real talk. It was real nice. And then, you know, like you said, the song is a real hit. It's been getting a lot of good feedback online, so we appreciate all the love on that too.
Hell yeah, that's what it's about, man. I was just going to ask you, what kind of feedback you guys were getting. So people, so far, they're really embracing this project, it sounds like.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of good positive feedback, you know what I'm saying? Especially, honestly, I was expecting nothing less because these days, you know what I'm saying, I've been rapping with Mossberg over Mossberg beats for a long time, but my boy, just not to blow smoke up anybody's ass, but just to be real, my boy just at the top of his game right now, better than he done ever been with the mixing and the production. And then, you know, with me and Dark Caper, we already had good chemistry too, so before I knew it, you know what I'm saying, we making hits. Like I said, we really had a double CD worth of shit, so we just was like, okay, we're going to drop chapter one first, hit them with this, you know, and it's been rolling, man, you know what I'm saying? The feedback is good, man. I just appreciate the love, real talk.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's we got a couple more tracks I want to make sure to play before we get out of here, but we're going to go to this one, Stack It Up. And then I want to come back. I want to give both you guys the floor, you know what I'm saying, so you can promote whatever you guys got coming. But, man, what's up with this track, Stack It Up, man? Why don't you intro that one for us, brother?
Definitely, man. The song's Stack It Up, Yo Gotti feature. We got T-Rock on it, Dark Cape, of course, and man, basically, man, my concept was to bring the new school rappers that are kind of holding it down, that are trying to get away from that tight clothes shit, and just build our team strong, man, really, and take everybody that's, you know, at the top and, you know, put them on the track with T-Rock and Dark Cape and see what they could do.
Hell yeah, mainstream meets the motherfucking underground, you know what I'm saying? You got Yo Gotti bringing that motherfucking cocaine music style back. You got Dark Caper kicking that rapid fire shit in the front. You know what I'm saying? You got me kicking that old vintage A-Town, old hypnotized camp type flow at the end. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, it's just like jabs from top to bottom. Beep, 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 beep.
With
Mossberg
on the beat. With Mossberg,
you know,
on the beat now.
For real, though. I'm fucking with it. You know, I love it personally. But yeah, it's just a good thing. I'll say this before you play it. It's just a beautiful thing to still be able to work with mainstream artists, but still be able to do what we do, how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I got to salute Dark Caper and anybody else who has ever put me on tracks with these motherfuckers and the guys who have ever jumped on my albums also, you know, because, you know, it is a rarity, but it does happen. It does happen. Yeah. So, like, man, it's just a blessing, you know.
Hell yeah, most definitely. All right, here we go. We'll be right back. And get that motherfucking album, Rise and Grind, available right now.
This your boy, Yo Gotti. I'm a stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
I'm a stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
We going all out, yeah, because we all in.
Hey.
We get the ball out,
yeah,
because we ballin'.
Hey.
Used to run the block, now I run the city. A lot of talk, how they gonna get me? Gun cocked, my soldiers with me. Ain't scared of shit, you can come and get it. Murder on my mind, channel through a pencil. Sidewalk drop, you a human stencil. This my year, no lack of consistency. Disappear in the spot, reappear in Memphis. Every bar I spit is so explicit. Chasing this bread, I'm so ambitious. Man on a mission, better keep your distance. Don't follow me, that can get expensive. On the radio show with Kree and Princess. Boss, I'm living my whole existence. Cost to be boss, try to play an apprentice. Often I'm lost with thoughts of vision. Don't try to tell me how I should be living. A lot of things matter, not your
opinion.
I keep it simple, keep them out my business, cause it's too advanced for their comprehension.
Hustle hard till I get these riches, don't be a witness and become a victim.
We on top, ain't no competition, but them haters mad that I really get it.
I'm a stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
I'm a stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
We going all out, yeah, because we all in.
Hey.
We get the ball out,
yeah,
because we ballin'.
Hey.
I'ma stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
I'ma stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
Going all out,
hey,
because we all in,
yeah.
We get the ball out,
hey,
because we ballin'.
Gotta get money, bitch, it ain't a secret. Hunting on the watch, I hope you fuck niggas peace. Hey. Get some crap, I'ma keep cheap. Run up if you wanna bet. FN, chop a bullet, make them do a babble flip. See you hustling babble, bitch. Need to tie your grand up. Hollow head change. You need to step your shit up. Down 9-800 for Atlanta. You can follow the trail from the cush, you trying to find them. Young nigga shit, tell them all here, they tam up. It's all about a plan, we ain't never put the nails up. Young nigga shit, tell them all here, they tam up. It's all about a plan, we ain't never put the nails up.
I'ma
stack,
stack, stack, stack it up. Count money.
I'ma
stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
Going all out,
yeah,
because we all in.
Hey.
We get the ball out,
yeah,
because we ballin'.
Hey. I'ma
stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
I'ma
stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
Going all out,
yeah,
because we all in.
Yeah.
We get the ball out,
hey,
because we ballin'.
Hey.
Outside in the building, baby, RSM to be exact. Got that hustle in my DNA, you know I got them packs. Got them Dragos in possession, and you know they rat a pack. If it was medieval times, I guess I'd have a battle act. Formulating power moves, money to erase the debt. Through the fifth of kid, I'm highly stripped, and I ain't paid it yet. Executing evil on the plug, highly incoherent. Can't remember everything, but I know that we made a check. Look, hope my plan is large. I'm high like Planet Mars. Tony took his rights of power, it's a brand new man in charge. We gon' set up shop with plenty weed and Xanax bars. Poppin' collars, pullin' up and suited up in Xanax cars. I'm an icon, and definitely prosperity is my pedigree. I drink and smoke excessively and murder your accessory. I ain't saving hoes, but I surely save a check of three. I'm cooking up a scheme to see a billion off the recipe.
I'ma stack, 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 stack it up.
Count money.
I'ma stack, 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 stack it up.
Episode 585, Murder Master Music Show, Dark Cape and T-Rock. Make sure you get that Rise and Grind. It's available right now everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring the fellas on. I want them to be able to have the floor before we get out of here. Man, that's another one. Thank you guys for letting us play this dope music tonight. You know what I'm saying? Give our audience a taste of something that they should get behind and support. I appreciate y'all. I'll start with you, Dark Caper, man. Welcome to the archive. Thank you for giving us a dope interview tonight. Man, the floor is all yours, brother. And plug your social media. Do what you do, fam.
Thank you, Ab. Thank you for having us on the Murder Master Music Show. Yeah, we got a lot of music going on, man. We appreciate all the support, man. I just wanted to say, you know, I got this new Lil Jen, Skinny Pimp, Dark Cape album coming out, you know, probably towards September this year. That shit's going to be too hard. I don't know if y'all know Lil Jen. You need to go check him out. King Pimp, Skinny Pimp, y'all already know who the legend is, man. So Memphis, King of Memphis.
Yeah.
In my heart, so. And then I got that new K-Rock Dark Cape Around Here album dropping hopefully April 1st is my release date plan. And, you know, there may never be another K-Rock album, and there will definitely never be another K-Rock. So, you know, rest in peace to my homie, and, you know, definitely keep his prayers and, you know, for his family and your thoughts, you know, and your prayers and everything. So,
yeah,
And then I got this, we got the T-Rock Dark Cape for Rise and Grind available now in all outlets. And Mossberg dropped all these beats, by the way. You know Mossberg producing all of them hits. And we just got so much new music coming in soon. So, you know, stay tuned, and we're gonna keep giving you these hits.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Thank you for coming on the show. T-Rock, man, give him all your info. I know you got about 250 albums coming out in the next few months yourself. let him know.
You better know it. You better know it. Hey, look, tell him, man, for all this crazy shit happened in my life, I told him I'm on the verge of, man, matching James Brown record as far as how many albums this motherfucker got and shit. And so I ain't here to brag or say I'm better, a better rapper than anybody or anything like that. It's not about that, but I got a lot of music. Only motherfucker that got more albums out than me right now. If you look on your Spotify and shit, just check. Just type names in if you don't believe me. The only motherfucker that got more albums out than me right now is James Brown. So, yeah, I got a whole lot of new albums. Yeah, yeah. And I'll be breaking this record soon. God allow me to live, I will be breaking this record. Even if not, I got enough in the vault where it will be broken. But that's just one of my endeavors in the future. Praise God for that. You know, it's not about really outselling them, but topping the album chart thing, yeah, I will be doing that. I got the Valentine's Day Massacre album that just came out. Shout out to Six Enterprise, rest in peace to Lord Infamous. I got the War Against the Machine album coming on March 29th, you know what I'm saying? And I'm dedicating that to my brother Tim Houston, you know what I'm saying? And for those who don't know Tim Houston, that's my brother, man, you know what I'm saying? Area 51 is deepening a rap group, so everybody who know who the true Area 51 motherfuckers is, y'all know who Tim is, so we're going to do it real big for him, because he was there the whole time I was recording the record, him, Chris, my uncle, and everybody, man. I got, other than that album, I got, okay, the album is a double CD, The War Against the Machine is a double CD, but then I got Chapter 2, which is The Last Man Standing, which is a whole nother double CD. So basically, the War Against the Machine shit is two double CDs, then I'm going to have the DVDs with them, too. Then I got another Cairo's album 2 coming out. I got an album with Lord Infamous coming out, on top of a whole bunch of other shit. And me and Dark Caper, we got one in the vault, too, that we still ain't dropped. So y'all just be on the lookout, man, because we're going to keep this shit real heated up. Like, music is what the fuck we do, man. Real.
Yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely. You guys are welcome back on anytime. We look forward to previewing more tracks off of these dope projects coming out in the future. Man, let's get out of here. We got one more track, man, that I got on here. This one's called Woke. Man, why don't you guys let everybody know about this one as we get out of here, fellas.
Man, that's one of my personal favorites. I will say that's one of my personal favorites. You know, basically, it's really similar to what we were saying earlier when I was telling y'all shit outside of the raunchy shit. If you really listen to the perspectives of where we going, we may be some of the most positive rapping motherfuckers in this business. And you hear both of us saying, you know, you hear both of us saying about things that we do, you know what I'm saying, that may not appeal to the way society is structured, and we doing it for our family to hope our kids become better people than we are, and to restructure a better society. If you listen to my verse and you listen to his verse, that's basically what we both saying. We doing this. He get to talk about how he doing it for little Matthew and his daughter. I get to talk about how I'm doing it for my daughter and my son. But shit, we gonna get down out here, you know what I'm saying, to make this world better for the future. We that's basically where we going with the woke shit, you know what I'm saying? From two opposite sides of the track to bring it back to a similar perspective again. I love it. That's one of my favorite songs we did.
Hell yeah, they man. Woke. Thanks again, fellas. And, man, I really appreciate y'all. We'll get at you real soon. And everybody listening, you know, tune in Monday. We got the homie Fiend, you know what I'm saying, former No Limit Soldier, going to be on the show. Free C Murder, Free Mac. Them boys need to get out of jail, man. They're innocent. They don't need to be in there. So we're definitely going to be talking about that. Man, other than that, man, we'll be at you real soon, UGSforLife.com. Make sure to get the album, Rise and Grind, man, by Doug Capel and T-Rock.
I say a prayer for my mask, put on my clothes and be free. Light up a blunt of that gas, hit the block and go get me me. Can't sit up waiting for cash and points off of a CD. The gift the gamble I have got me hemmed up in the street. I got a family to feed, I had to take me a stand. I got a son who's so pure at heart, gotta make him a man. I got a daughter so pretty, don't wanna rap you civilians. I keep a game on this pimpin' to keep her out of a feeling. People on a woman daily basis, they a straight 10 for the paycheck. I remember having less of rocking shoes from the pay list, cause I make less. I'm doing everything that's in my power just to make in so that they win. I ain't got no time for the petty thinking in the mind frame of a fake friend on the
queen. When you see me, I be on my grind. I'm so woke, I wake up with nothing but money on my mind. I'm so woke, do it all to keep my head up to the sky. Cause I'm woke, I know God got my back and he gon' ride for the woke. So wake up, stay woke, wake up. Stay woke, so wake up, stay woke, wake up.
Ain't got time for sleep, gotta live my dream while I still can. And I'ma do what I say I do when they say that I can. You need to worry about yourself while you so mad I burn plants. Put yourself in my position, bet you wouldn't stand a chance. They say that I'm paranoid, but I'm cautious, knowing they watching. Still gotta feed my kids in this year, put my daughter through college. I got three baby mamas, calling daily with drama. So excuse me if I just don't have time for your problems. Paying taxes for my freedom, cause it doesn't come free. After they sent me to prison, now they legalize weed. Blood or guts doesn't matter, long as you're not the police. If you got an issue with the family, you got an issue with me. Wake up.
When you see me, I be on my grind. I'm so woke, I wake up with nothing but money on my mind. I'm so woke, do it all to keep my head up to the sky. Cause I'm woke, I know God got my back and he gon' ride for the woke. Wake up, stay woke, wake up.